Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest, content manager here at Constant Contact, and this week we're talking about the importance of adding value to help you sell more. This week I'm drinking an Angry Orchard Hard Cider, apple ginger flavor, and we've got a special guest with us this week, Heather Jackson, who is the Director of Regional Development of the New England area. Heather, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here. And I am sucking down a delightful Mayflower Pale
Ooh,
Ale.
Yum.
Locally brewed.
Nice. I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer, and I'm also drinking the Angry Orchard Apple Ginger.
Yum.
Nice.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah,
I like it. Small group this week. We've got some of the regulars out at South by Southwest, and I'm sure next week we'll be having some great stories to share about that. So, as I said, this week we're talking about the importance of adding value to sell more. And, you know, I always think of the idea of the story Gail used to tell where, you know, when we were getting started and we were trying to do all these things online and trying to get small businesses to find us and get more business for Constant Contact, one of the things that they discovered was, well, guess what? A lot of small businesses weren't spending their time online. They were running their businesses and they were in their local communities. So that really made us say, hey, we need to kind of get out there and, you know, get in front of these people so that we can actually get people using Constant Contact and doing that thing. But it wasn't us going out and saying use Constant Contact. It was about us going out and educating small businesses and offering them these educational resources to help them do more business. Hence, I guess, the development of our regional development program, right? And maybe, Heather, you can tell us a little bit about the program.
Sure, absolutely. There are 22 regional development directors across the U.S., and we cover various areas. I cover New England, for instance. And my goal is to get visibility for Constant Contact and to help educate all of our small business customers and small businesses in general. And as part of that, what we do is we have seminars that we give on social media marketing, on email marketing, on how to run a successful event. And it's all geared around just providing best practices, hints and tips and advice, helping businesses be more strategic, helping them with their time management. And none of it is geared towards, you know, it is not a sales pitch seminar. It is absolutely designed to help people run their businesses better.
And I think, you know, we talk a lot about the idea of that, you know, really, you know, the idea is to offer people value, and people do business with people they trust, right? They get to know, like, and trust you. And once that kind of relationship is established, it's obviously easier for them to want to do business with you, right? So I think that's the important thing, right? Is like, I think any business needs to understand is that you don't always have to come at from a, oh, I've got to sell mentality. You got to come from a, how can I actually help who my audience or my target, you know, customer is? How can I help them solve whatever the problem it is that they're having, right?
I think it's helpful also that you guys in the field, RDDs, they can relate to you. You were small business owners. You face the same struggles they do.
Sure, absolutely. And that's a key part. And I think we try to practice what we preach, right? And that we're always saying that you want to establish yourself as an expert. You want to establish yourself as a resource in your own business. So we try to do that ourselves. And, you know, as always, we're trying to help businesses get away from just promoting, but always providing content that their customers or the end user or their potential customers find valuable. And that harkens right back to, I think, the you know, the great advantage of social media is that you can provide valuable content and then it can go viral. And you allow your supporters to share it with their friends. So I think that's the you know, the tie-in there with the social media is absolutely making sure that that content is valuable and relevant.
I mean, that's the interesting thing now, too, right? Like, you know, we're talking about Constant Contact kind of starting in the beginning and where online might not have been as big a deal as it is today. And the reality is that, like, now with everybody searching on their phones, you know, again, we always talk about the importance of being, making sure you have your listings correct, but also creating content and creating these valuable things that people are looking for is kind of almost, it almost becomes that, oh, that first introduction to somebody or a new business or something like that that allows you to, again, start to build that know, like, and trust cycle, right, so that you get involved there. But it's also hugely important for search purposes, right, because Google is indexing all that stuff. And if you're creating content that, as we always say, answering the questions that your customers are having, that's going to be stuff that they're going to be looking for and stuff they're going to find, and that's going to help you in the long run, right? So what if we, you know, let's think about this for a second, right? So I think a lot of times people you know, all right, we're talking about adding value and offering content to help people and help your customers and that types of things. So what type of content or what are the ways that some of these different small businesses can add value?
So I'll give you a great example. It's one of my favorites. I was working with a plumbing company, mm-hmm. and you would think it'd be difficult for a plumber to write an interesting and engaging newsletter.
Yeah.
However, this company had a great marketer working for them, and they sent out an email right before Thanksgiving. And the subject matter was the top 10 tips to avoid clogging your disposal, right?
Yep.
And I go back to the idea that it's okay to give away the farm, right? Don't be afraid to share your expertise and share the things that people, you know, don't be worried that you're going to tell them that and then they're going to become a plumber, right?
Yeah.
So, and it was sort of counterintuitive too to a lot of people. They'd say, well, why would you want to do that when you think the plumber wants to come and do the emergency call and get the business?
Yeah.
But in fact, they didn't want to. Right, it's not a profitable. It's not really a high margin business for them, and they'd much prefer to get a, you know, bathroom renovation.
Yeah.
So sure enough, they sent out these 10 tips. The subject line was, "Is that the plumber sitting next to Uncle Joe?" Right, which was a great way to get the newsletter opened.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they got amazing feedback. Mm-hmm. On thank you for being such a good resource. They ended up getting 2 bathroom remodels out of it.
That's great.
Nice.
And and I think it was just a great example of how you know, by sharing their expertise and it's stuff that's no-brainer to them, they really helped their customers and gained their trust and were able to, you know, get some business out of it.
You know, you brought up an interesting point, too, that a lot of people are afraid to share that their knowledge because they're afraid, well, that's going to take business away from me. But I think the reality of it is, right, that, like, there are going to be people that, okay, yes, you'll have those people that'll be like, all right, I'm going to try to do this myself. But then you have the people that just don't want to do it at all. But by sharing that knowledge that you have, they start to understand what it is you're going to do and that you know what you're talking about so that they're more likely to be like, all right, yeah, I don't want to do this, but you seem to know what the hell you're talking about. So
you're building your credibility.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The first guy who wants to do it himself and when he fails, he's going to do a search and find you because you're the expert.
Yeah. And, you know, and we talk about this idea of adding value and I'm always like, all right, if you have 2 of the same business, so let's just use your plumber example, right? You have 2 plumbers and they're price being the same, let's say everything is the same, and you go to their websites, you say, oh, plumber in my town, I've got this problem, and then you get these 2 plumbers that you're looking at. And you have one that just has their information on there, and then you have this other that has their information on there, but then also has all these helpful tips. You get to see a bit about them. You get to understand their personality. You almost start to feel like you know them a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Which one are you going to choose?
Yeah.
It's like a no-brainer at that point. You're always going to choose the one that's giving you more value, all things being equal, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's almost you have to do it, you know, like do it unless you're, you know, up to your brim in.
Well, you're probably,
you know, clients already
doing it anyway. People are coming in. They're asking you questions. They have all along. Your friends and family will probably ask you. You're the expert in this all the time. You're doing it anyway. Just write it down and share it with your followers.
Yeah.
I think a lot of I learn a lot talking to different small businesses. And oftentimes what is just second nature or what is just obvious to them isn't obvious to the rest of us. So I always tell people, hey, write down 4 things about your business that you think I don't know.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, no one else does.
Yeah.
And those are the things, it's so easy to,
I think I see that obstacle a lot, too, that people are in it so much, they kind of don't think what they do is interesting, but it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think there's another level there, too, is that like, for example, you know, if we go off kind of off this, I know a guy that does boilers, right, and some plumbing and that type of stuff, too, but it's like, all right, my house, I don't really know what to do with my boiler. Like, how do I tell if something's wrong with it? How do I maintain it? Like, how do I do stuff? And, like, you educating me on that fact of, like, here are the things you need to look at. Here's how often you should really maintain it. Like, you just giving me that information tells me something I didn't know before and I probably wasn't going to do anyway. But now all of a sudden, oh, I need to do all these things. And now I'm, like, looking to you to help me do those things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
and boilers aren't going to last forever. So
it's
just
true.
You checking on it doesn't mean you know something's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You don't need to call that person.
I don't even know where my boiler is.
There you go. Where to find the boiler in your home?
Please
article
tell us
number
somebody.
One.
I think it's in the basement.
That's awesome. So, you know, so Heather, you were telling us a bit about kind of the RDD program and how we go out and, you know, we're really, I mean, across the whole United States, right? We're got some people in Canada as well.
And the UK.
We've got some folks in the UK. And
sure. And then we all have teams of authorized local experts that are independent business owners who become accredited and certified by Constant Contact and speak on our behalf.
Yep.
And again, they're outreaching, giving best practices seminars mm-hmm. on social media and email marketing. Shameless plug, if you are a solution provider in the Boston area and you're interested in joining our Authorized Local Expert program, please visit the Speakeasy.
Yeah, we'll put you can give us some information in there, great. And we'll put it in this.
I'm looking
in this,
to,
in the blog post
to add to my team.
Yeah.
But that's another great, I think, example of trying to really help small businesses mm-hmm. from a small business owner's perspective, and then again, you know, making sure that we're out there, and you know, helping small businesses succeed, answering their questions, and everyone. What's great about the Authorized Local Experts is they all have awesome case studies of their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are working day in, day out with people on social media, email marketing, SEO, website mm-hmm. development. And they really are, you know,
yeah.
tuned in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And this post will also include some links to where you can find, if you ever want to attend one of these events or do something like that, we'll provide some links for you to check those out, to find one in your area. Because
oh, yeah. They're all over.
Yeah. I mean, and they're most events, pretty much all events are free, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, able to find out some information and figure out how, you know, you can kind of implement these things that we're talking about for your business so you can start to do more.
Yeah.
So anybody else got anything else to add? Or I think we're pretty good for this week. Awesome. Thanks so much again for listening. And we'll catch you next time on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable.
Give away the farm.